Mr. Best, you were on the Andy Griffith Show two times.
Twice, yeah.
Twice. And what was your experiences doing that?
I played the guitar player, Jim Lindsay, and I really had fun because Andy plays a guitar, and his makeup man, Lee Greenway, played banjo and guitar. So we get back behind the set. They had a hard time getting us on the set because we'd be back there picking on the guitar a little bit and singing. Well, I didn't do much singing, but it was fun. I really enjoyed doing that show because, of course, they had a very talented cast, had good writers, which was, it's unusual today to have that combination. It was a good family show, and I always enjoyed doing good family shows, even though I played a lot of heavies and mean guys in my career, but it's always fun to do comedy, and of course, the Andy Griffith Show has always been one of my favorite, and I still watch them. I still watch them. And my grandchildren watch them. You know, they're probably third or fourth generation, I guess.
Well, I know, of course, most people are going to remember you as Roscoe.
Roscoe Picotrain, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you were on The Twilight Zone and Gunsmoke. And
yeah, what's funny, I go out and fans will say, well, really, you're Roscoe. And they don't realize I've done 83 features and over 600 television shows before I did Roscoe P. Coltrane. And they don't realize that I go back, I did Gene Autry and Hopalong Cassidy and Twilight Zones and Gunsmokes and Rawhides and all those things. And plus the features, and they look quite surprised, really, you know. But anyway, Roscoe set me free, of course, you know. I'm really happy to be able to do a good family show, like the Andy Griffith Show with Dukes of Hazzard. Today, I think there's too many body parts, too much dirty language, and I've made movies where I've played really mean guys, but the point is that I don't think that's good family fare, and I don't want to really be associated with it. I got grandchildren and everything, and if it's a movie or anything offered me, if I can't take my grandchildren, I don't accept the part.
That's great. I know you've done a lot of charity work recently.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when we were on the Dukes of Hazzard, the whole cast was marvelous with that. Of course, John is on the Merck Network. I think he's president, and I did the first one that they did out in Salt Lake City with the Osmonds, and I was really proud with the Dukes of Hazzard people. They'd work all week and work their tails off in that dry desert with the dirt and the heat. And then on the weekend, go out and do personal appearances and do benefits for especially children and special children and Special Olympics and stuff like that. And then we raised $1.5 million for the coal miners in Hazzard, Kentucky, with a personal appearance there. So they were really wonderful about that. And, that's what it's all about. You got to give something back in this whole world. You know, we were blessed by having an opportunity to work in a profession where we can bring what we hope is entertainment and laughter to the world, and you can't take that, you can't overlook that. I mean, that's a wonderful blessing, and I think people who complain about this and that in the industry should get out of it and leave it to those who feel that they're blessed.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, this is Rush. B. Coltrane calling his little fat buddy at you, you know. He's not there. Too bad, velvet ears. Yeah, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.